My friend, from April 29 to the 1st of May, I am running my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge. Now, if you are a coach, consultant, or service provider, I'm going to teach you how to scale your business without burning out, without spending a cent on ads, without sleazy sales tactics, and without needing a huge audience. I will teach you how to upgrade your mindset to be able to call in this type of business and abundance. I'm going to teach you how to simplify to amplify your business, how to craft an irresistible offer that your dream clients are bursting to work with you, how to unlock a flood of organic leads, and how to master the art of the no-pressure sales calls that still convert like crazy, plus so much more. If you want the business of your dreams, making the income and impact of your dreams, register for free at shelaunch.com. I can't wait to see you there. In episode 544, I'm sharing with you my 13 years of marketing lessons. Grab your pen and paper and get ready to skyrocket your success. Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl, Open Wide, Comparisonitis, and Time Magic. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? Hey, beautiful, and welcome back to the show. I'm so excited that you're here today because I want to share with you 13 lessons, marketing lessons, that I have learned over the 13 years I have been in online business. There has been so much that I have learned. I have paid a lot of what my business coach calls dumb tax. That is where you kind of make little fumbles and it ends up costing you more than you would have liked. Raise your hand if you have been in that position before. I definitely have. So I'm going to share with you these 13 lessons in the hopes that you don't make these same mistakes that I have made in the past. Because when it comes to online marketing, trends can shift faster than a cat video goes viral. But while most tactics come and go, a precious few are powerful enough that they're actually worth your attention. Now, I've spent the past 13 years doing endless experiments, tripping over my own shoelaces and learning lessons the facepalm way. I know you know what I'm talking about. Now you get to take advantage of all that hard work. So today I have distilled everything I've learned into one epic list for you. There's no fluff, there's no fillers, just the best-in-class insights that can truly change the game when it comes to online marketing. Now, whether you are just starting out in your business journey or looking to scale in a big way, this list can serve as your North Star and lead to massive growth. So let's get started. Okay, the first one is you have to start with an irresistible offer. Okay, there is no getting around this basic fact. If your offer isn't great, it's going to be really hard to market it and to sell it. So on the other hand, if you have an irresistible offer, the game is already half won, okay? So make your offer so irresistible that people will find a way to pay you for it. This is what we teach inside SheLaunch. There is a whole module on offer mastery, and we teach you how to create an irresistible offer that your dream clients are literally bursting to work with you and bursting to pay you. So that is the number one lesson. Create an irresistible offer. If you're wondering, like, why is my product not selling? Why is this not selling? It might just be truth fact here that it's just not good enough yet. And with a bit of refining, like what we teach in SheLaunch, with a bit of refining, you could make it an irresistible offer so that your dream ideal clients are literally running to pay you for your product or your service. Okay, so that is number one. Start with an irresistible offer. Number two, use the language your ideal customer or your ideal avatar, whatever language you use, use the language that they use. If your dream clients are desperately searching the internet for a life coach, but you call yourself a soul activating change catalyst, how are they going to find you? And I know that is really cool, like the sound of a soul activating change catalyst. Like, I'm like, yeah, I want that. However, you have to use the language that your ideal customer or ideal avatar are using. Get into their shoes. Understand your ideal avatar so well that you know what they will be searching the internet for. And are they searching for a life coach? Are they searching for a health coach? What are they searching for? Okay, it's really important that you use the language that they use. And we teach this inside SheLaunch, and it's so important. It is a game changer. Okay. Don't just use language that you like. Use language that your ideal customer uses. Deal? Done. Number three, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. It is simply not worth your time to spend 2+ hours writing the quote unquote perfect Instagram post, when the reality is it's going to disappear from people's feeds and minds within 24 hours. When writing marketing materials, whether it's for Instagram posts, tweets, newsletters, blog posts, whatever, get them good enough. Press publish, engage, and then move on. I have seen way too many people, so many people, be paralyzed by perfectionism that it literally stops them from putting their work out there. Good is better than quote unquote perfect. Get it out there, get it out there, get it out there, because people need what you have to share. Okay? So don't let this ideal of perfectionism block you from putting your magic out into the world. Okay, number four, know where your audience hangs out. Marketing isn't about being everywhere, it's about being where your ideal audience is. So what you need to do is research and find the platforms where your dream customers spend their time and focus your energy there. You'll save yourself so much time and energy compared to spreading yourself too thin over so many different platforms. So master one first, and then you can move on to others. Go where your ideal customers are. Really home in on that platform. Give it everything. And then once you've mastered that, you can go to another one. But start there. Number five, test, measure, adjust. What worked yesterday might not work today. Always be willing to adjust your strategies based on the results. One of the beauties of digital marketing is that it's measurable. Use that to your advantage. You can literally track, test, and measure everything you put out into the world. You can use unique tracking links. You can literally track everything to find out what's working. And then you can go, okay, cool. Well, my blog posts, they're actually not converting that well. Or my Pinterest posts are really converting. So I'm going to spend more time there. So track everything and then adjust. Okay. This is so important, really important. Number six, storytelling is key. People connect with stories more than any other type of content. This does not mean that every post needs to be a fairy tale with dragons and heroes. The truth is, stories come in many forms. Now, here are some simple but powerful ideas to get you started. Number one, the story of how I got here. Number two, the story of a major setback that you had to overcome. Or number three, the story of how a particular client or customer have benefited from your work. So there's three ideas for you. But try any time that you are crafting an email or anything, sales page copy, social media posts, to infuse story, your story or a client's testimonial or their story into your work. What storytelling does is it allows us to lean in more and it builds trust and relatability. So in all of your marketing, infuse more story. It is so powerful and will really boost your sales and your profits. And I actually did an incredible episode with Colin Boyd on the power of storytelling. And that is episode 535. I'll link to it in the show notes if you want to go listen to that. The episode is called Become a Master Storyteller and Increase Your Profits. Go and check it out. It's such an incredible episode. and also the episode I did with Vanessa Van Edwards, How to Sound More Confident and Communicate Like a Pro. That is an incredible episode. I'll link to that as well in the show notes. If you want to become a better storyteller, listen to those two episodes. Okay, number 7, value over virality. So while going viral can give you a momentary spike in attention, consistently providing mega value ensures long-term loyalty. So instead of focusing on how can this go viral, you can definitely think about that. Think about how can I offer the most value to people? How can I put everything out on the table, leave everything there, not hold anything back? How can I provide the most value to these people and not hold anything back? Focus on that. Ask yourself that question before you post anything. Is this of the most value possible? And if it is, post away. If not, tweak it. Okay, number 8, engage with your audience. Marketing is a two-way street. Listen to feedback, reply to comments, and genuinely engage. It builds trust and fosters community. If you have ever messaged me on any platforms, but especially Instagram, because I'm most active there, you will always get a response from me. And I absolutely love engaging with you. I will usually send voice messages back because that is my preferred way of communication. So get in your DMs, get in your comments, and have a conversation. Build genuine relationships with your audience. This is by far one of my favorite parts about what I get to do, is meeting you guys. When people stop me in the street and say, I listened to your podcast, or I've read your books, or I watched your TED talk, or I'm in She Launch, or I've done one of your programs, like that for me, that conversation starter, we can go deep from there. And it's so beautiful. I just absolutely love connecting with you guys. So if you ever do see me walking down the street, please say hello. But this is your reminder to engage with your audience, engage with them. It doesn't have to be a lot of time as well. You could allocate, 10 minutes a day to comment and respond. Whatever you can do, do, because it really makes a difference. I also love doing video messages back. I love over-delivering in that way. I love sending voice messages back. And so often, people are just blown away. They're like, Melissa, I cannot believe that you took the time to respond to me. And I'm like, of course, you took the time to write to me. So I'm going to take the time to write back to you. So take that time, build that relationship, engage with your audience and connect with them. Number 9, consistency is more important than being clever. Okay, so let me break that down. While being clever can occasionally land you in the spotlight, being consistent keeps you on the radar at all times. Regular updates and posts keeps your brand fresh in the minds of your audience. So consistency is key. When I first started my business, I blogged 5 days a week. Monday to Friday, 5 days a week. I was so consistent. And I'm consistent with my books. I've written 5 books. I'm consistent with my podcast. For the past 5+ years, I have done an episode every week. I've never missed an episode. I have showed up on social media. Be consistent, because that is so important. It puts you at the front of people's minds. Okay. Of course, take time off for you, 100%. Do what feels right for you. But as much as you can, automate your content, batch your content, get other people to post it for you. But be consistent is very important. Okay, number 10, educate as you market. So people love learning. If you can educate your audience about something related to your product or industry, they'll see you as an expert and trust your brand even more. So this comes back to what I was saying before about over-delivering. Make sure you are educating, you are teaching, so people are walking away with value, real value that they can implement into their life. It is so important. Number 11, invest in relationships, not just transactions. So people buy from those that they trust. Building relationships with your clients and customers ensures that they won't just make a purchase, they will join your world. And this comes back to what I was saying before about getting into your DMs, getting into your comments, and just really investing in your audience and your relationships with them. And when people lean into you and they trust you and they buy from you and they feel safe, seen, and heard, they will be a fan for life. You know, they will invest in you. I have people message me on Instagram all the time saying, Melissa, I've been following you from the beginning. I have been with you since 2011. I have followed you on Facebook. This was before Instagram, so I just had a Facebook page and I had my blog. And people say to me, I have been with you from the start. And that warms my heart so much. It really does. And that's what you want. You want people to say that I've been with you from the start. And I have loved watching your journey and I'm here for it all. This is why it is so important you invest in your relationships. Take the time. It is like a flower. If you want a flower to blossom and bloom, you have to water it. You have to give it love, attention, nourishment. Like your relationships, you also have to give it love, attention, and nourishment if you want them to truly flourish and thrive. Okay, number 12, personalize when possible. So with today's technology, there is no reason for blanket marketing. Tailor your message to different segments of your audience. Personal touches can make all the difference. Segment your lists, tailor your wording to different parts of your audience. Okay, this is really important. Number 13, always be authentic. In an age of skepticism, authenticity really does stand out. Be genuine in your messaging. Stay true to your brand and you, and avoid overhyping. Customers respect and resonate with brands that feel real. Because remember, marketing at its core, it's not about selling. It's about understanding people and connecting with them. And you do that well, and you will never have to, quote unquote, sell ever again. So there you have it, a crash course in marketing boiled down from 13 years of hard-won lessons. Now remember, while the landscape of the online world might change, these timeless principles will keep you focused on the stuff that actually moves the needle. Now, if you put even a fraction of these into practice, you can make more progress in the next 90 days than you did in a whole year. So remember that. Take these 13 lessons, implement them into your life, go back and re-listen to them if you need to, and let's catapult your business this year. Let's take it to the stars. Are you ready? And if you are wanting to dive even deeper, make sure you check out SheLaunch, which is an absolute rocket ship for your business. It is for female coaches and consultants that want to scale to 6 and 7 figures. So come and join us if that is you. Now, before I go, I just wanted to also say thank you for being here, for wanting to be the best, the healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself, and for showing up today for you. You rock. Now, if there's someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, please share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot, share it on your social media, email it to them, text it to them. Do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Don't forget to head to SheLaunch.com to register for my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge from April 29 to May 1st. I am so excited to see you there.